Hello nerds, this is Twatch Radio episode 2.
Orange, white, orange. Green, white, blue. Blue, white, green. Brown, white, brown. Hey, everybody, this is Twat Radio, and this is Droops, and this is...
Doss Man.
And we are talking about Cat 5 cable and other different cat cables today. And we have lots of cool information to talk about real quick. All right, do you want to go first or do you want me to?
Why don't you go first?
All right, we're mainly talking about Cat 5, and when I say Cat 5, I mean Cat 5e, because there's no sense in using Cat 5 anymore. Most places you go to purchase the stuff, it's going to sell you 5e anyway. And we're going to talk about the different types of them, and then we're going to go through what all the different Cat numbers are and how much they can hold. And there's three major types of Cat 5e. You got your Plenium, which I don't know how to pronounce properly. You got your Riser, and you got your Outdoor Cable. And what's the difference between all these? Why don't you start with Plenium?
Okay, Plenium or however you want to pronounce it, mostly for indoor ducting work, and it's fire resistant, and I guess it's supposed to keep from generating real noxious chemicals and stuff when it burns, since there's a lot of air feeding it if it's in an air duct or something. They like to keep that from suffocating people who are trying to get out of that burning building and everything. Pretty good?
Now, one of the reasons to use Plenium is when you're wiring up a building that's being built, it's a lot easier to put wire in the walls. But an air vent on an old building or even a new building is a pretty straight, big old hole that goes throughout the building, and it's a lot easier to run cable through that sometimes.
Yes, yes.
And it's even easier if when the people built the building, they ran some cable through there. So all you have to do is tie your new cable onto it and pull it through.
Sweet.
Which makes it nice. And you can use like a cable tray inside the air duct to set all your cables if you're setting a bunch of them in there.
Hmm.
All right. And sometimes it's also required by law to use this stuff so you don't kill people. Even though when the building's burning, it doesn't really matter because there's a lot of other stuff that's going to be toxic. And you're going to be burning, and, like, fire hurts flesh for some reason?
Yeah, I mean, they're probably not going to notice the, they're probably going to be looking for the gasoline accelerant rather than your Plenium cables, but, you know, you never know what they're going to find in the ashes, so.
Riser cable. Go ahead.
Riser. You know, I really have no idea what that is. I haven't figured that out yet.
I think riser cable, like you use it between floors in vertical spaces, you can use it in walls. It's a lot more flexible than the Plenium.
Okay.
So that sometimes you have to make a funny corner, and it's a lot easier in a wall with riser.
Mm-hmm.
And
all right.
When you're running cable through a wall, you want to make the smallest hole possible, and flexible wiring helps.
Ah.
Ah. And now there's also outdoor cable, and, well, you can use Cat 5. It's okay. And you can bury it and do whatever you need, but it's not built for outdoor use. It'll work, but the cable's going to deteriorate. So you want to get some outdoor cable for that, and it's much more expensive, and you should bury it, and you should also use surge protectors because lightning can hit the shit and really screw up your computer network.
That would suck.
All right, now those colors I read off at the beginning of the show were the, when you're hooking on your RJ45 jack, that's your color scheme that you go through. And I used to have it written on the boxes of cable that I have, but I've learned it over the many years. And now it's a lot easier just to know it. There's,
I don't have to wire too many patch cables to get that down.
There's four wire pairs inside Cat 5 cable. They have three twists per inch, at least that's the bare minimum. It's 24-gauge wire. And there's also a string inside that stuff. You know what that string's for?
What's that for, Drew?
It's strength when you're pulling the cable.
All right. When you're laying cable, it's good to have strength.
It's good to have a little strength. It just gets in the way when you're putting the jacks on it.
Yep.
But that's okay. Where do you get this stuff at? I like to get it at, like, industrial supply places.
Oh, I like to get mine at Radio Shack. They have these nice, fancy gold connectors and all this, like monster cable stuff.
And it's
that's
$400.
Great, I love it.
If you go to an industrial supply place, they'll get to know you if you're doing it a lot. You can call them up and say, can you hold this for me, or do you have this? And they know, instead of calling Home Depot and paying a lot more and saying, hey, do you have this? And they're like, what's that? And you have to explain it to them, and they have to transfer you to somebody else, and then they don't know the combination to get to the tools, and it's just a bunch of crap. Industrial supply places are really good, and you don't have to do self-checkout there, and that's a big plus.
All right.
You want to go through Cat 1 through 7?
Sure. I don't have 1 through 4 in front of me, but basically the cat rating is the frequency that you can send down the cable without causing loss of signal or losing signal. And I guess that would more directly relate to the twists of cable that you were talking about.
And the shielding.
Yes, shielding.
Well, Cat 1 and 2 is for, like, low-speed data and voice. That's your phone lines. Cat 3 is also your phone line. It's 8 wires also, so you can have 4 different lines, and it has a 10 megabit connection. Cat 4 is extremely obsolete. It's what Cat 5 used to be, and it only does 20 megabits, so run Cat 5.
Yeah. I did finally find the difference between Cat 5 and Cat 5e.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I can tell, many things. Cat 5 was rated for, of course, 100 megabit Ethernet when that was highest speed that most people would use.
Mm-hmm.
And that's rated for a 100 megahertz signal going down it. Not to confuse that 100 megahertz with 100 megabit. There's really no correlation there. But Cat 5e is rated for 350 megahertz.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit better for, you can get a gigabit connection down a regular Cat 5. But if you want to make sure that you're not going to have any interference and not have a loss of signal or lost frames and that nature, Cat 5e gives you 350 megahertz signal quality. And so you're guaranteed to get that gigabit connection to connect right.
It's definitely built with the gigabit connection, and it also, you can, Cat 5 will give you a good signal for 100 meters. That's the rule of thumb, and Cat 5e will go a little farther than that, even though I really wouldn't want to do that.
Really?
It's what I hear. I've never actually measured that. I've never had a building that was that big that I needed that.
I remember reading a story, one of the Rubicons, where someone had a 400 or 500 foot Ethernet cable run all the way through the hotel in order to get a connection somewhere deep in the building. Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
It's a lot of cable to run.
Yeah.
All right, now Cat 6 is actually built gigabit in mind, just like the Cat 5e. It's got a little bit more shielding. And you know any more about it?
All it has is a frequency rating, like a Cat 6 for 550 megahertz and Cat 6e for 1,000 megahertz or a gigahertz.
So we'd run Cat 6e instead of just Cat 6, right?
Yeah. If you're going to go with a higher grade cable, why not?
All right. Now, there's Cat 7, which hasn't been approved yet, has it?
I really don't know, but I've got a megahertz rating for it.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, it's rated for 700 megahertz, or presumably 1,000 megahertz, which is the same as the Cat 6 that I just read, so I'm not sure.
Now, the Cat 7 has 4 individually shielded pairs.
Ah,
instead of them just rubbing against each other.
Gotcha.
It goes for 10 gigabit Ethernet, and it doesn't use an RJ45 jack anymore. It uses a GG45.
GG45, interesting.
Which I don't know what that looks like. But I'm not going to have to know for a couple of years. let's see. Running cable, some things I didn't know why I didn't talk about this a second ago. But if you go to a business and let's say you're hired to redo their network, whoever ran the cable that's already in it is no longer going to be responsible once you take on this job. And it's a bitch to run new cable. And a lot of people are going to say, I don't want to run this cable. Make sure and tell the people that you're working for and say, look, I'm not going to run new cable. I think this cable is good. It's going to cost a lot more to do that. And if there's a problem with it, we'll run some new later. So that kind of covers your bases. Instead of you saying, oh, your network's brand new, it's great. And then you have old crappy cable that Jethro pulled through. And you can't really rely on it. If you're going to do work in the tech business, rely on yourself, not other people, I guess, in any business.
Definitely. You're always better off if you rely on yourself rather than just take it for granted what's already there.
I had to do a job the other day, and I cut all the shit that was there that some people had worked on the week before out of the wall. Because some of it, when I'm running cable or when I'm testing cable, I have a cable tester that when I'm, making one, and I also have a cable tester that's two separate parts, so I can plug it into the box in the back, and then I can go plug it into the jack in the wall where the cable's going to and test to make sure the cable's wired properly. And that's a big deal. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Well, no wonder I can't read this page. It's in German, but I can see the picture of the connector.
What's it look like? Is it any kind of RJ45 looking?
It's RJ45 looking, and it looks like there's a metal shield around the connector where the boot normally is.
Mm-hmm.
And the little tent flipper release mechanism that you depress to pull out the cable from a jack is shaped strangely.
Does it look stronger? Because those little jack or those little clips break off a lot.
No, not necessarily. Just the one I'm looking at, it goes straight down the body and it makes two right angles. So it's got I'm not sure the purpose of that. Maybe that's just this particular brand or style.
It's probably to sell you a new tool because those tools are going to be expensive.
Yeah, that's most likely.
Running cable tools that you have, I have I know we call it a snake. I'm sure it has a better name, but it's this round red spool that has a piece of metal on it, and you can feed it through things like the wall or through a hole you cut or above a ceiling, something like that. Sometimes we use the antenna for my truck because it's short and it's handy. Punch down tool is really important. Make sure when you get one, it doesn't just have the blades for putting the Keystone jacks in. It also has the jacks for doing a 66 block tip for a 66 block. Or you're going to be wishing you had one when you actually have to do that one day. Of course, you have to have RJ45 jacks and a crimper. And I just use a cheap crimper because I usually lose them.
Okay.
What other tools do we need? Electrical tape's really handy when you're running cable, hooking it to something.
I like having a little jeweler's screwdriver. Sometimes, although I'll admit I don't actually have a punch-down tool because I don't do a lot of that work, but a small flathead jeweler screwdriver it's a pain, but in a pinch you can use that to fix a punch-down block or a jack, wall jack you're wiring or something.
Interesting, interesting, interesting. Well, buddy, I think that's all I have.
All right. Okay.
I guess this has been SWAT Radio.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see you guys later. Talk to you guys later.
And if anybody has any comments, any topics, wants to help with anything, email me, droops@gmail.com, and we'll get you hooked up. Because this is a community show, and the community is going to be putting it out, not just me and DOSMan.
Email Droops if you have any questions.
And everybody behave.
Yes.
Later.
Later.